Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. I want to thank everyone who came out to our Master Gardener plant sale to support the Cass County Master Gardeners as well as the Atlantic FFA chapter. I encourage you to continue to check out FFA plant sales throughout the county as we head into springtime and those FFA greenhouses get blooming. Also, want to give you a few tips from our horticulture experts on selecting and planting perennials in the spring. Perennials are a great way to provide flowers and color in the garden, and planting perennials with different seasons can provide interest throughout the growing season. If you are looking to purchase perennials at any local greenhouse, select perennials well suited for the location you intend to plant them. Be sure the soil moisture, light level, and winter hardiness of the garden site match the growing requirements of the perennial, which can usually be found on the tag. Additionally, you want to check the mature height and width of the perennial to make sure there is enough space for the plant to reach full size without crowding out neighbors or being crowded out. You can select high-quality plants by looking at the condition of the plant. The overall habit and shape should be well-balanced and not too big or small for the container. Perennials should be sturdy, robust, and compact. Bigger is not necessarily better when you are buying potted plants, as spindly or lanky plants do not plant necessarily well. Look at the leaves. They should not be off-colored or mottled. A few brown leaf edges or missing leaves can be expected, but you want to avoid plants with excessive leaf damage or leaf loss. Plants with overly dry or wet soil in the container may indicate poor care during growing and should be avoided as well. Look for plants that are firm and upright. Look under the leaves and near the crown for signs of disease and insects. Remember, while flowers are pretty, they are not required for the purchase of your plant. Buying only plants that are in bloom may create garden spaces heavy with spring blooms and little interest later in the season because many gardeners do most of their plant shopping in the spring. Once you get your perennials home, planting starts with digging a hole at least twice as wide as the container. The depth of the hole should equal the depth of the soil in the container, as it is important not to plant perennials too deeply, as this may cause poor growth or flowering. Gently squeeze the edges of the pot, drop the perennial out, carefully loosen the root ball and roots, especially any that are circling back. Set the perennial in the ground at the same level as the container and backfill with the soil that came out of the hole. If soil is very low quality, the planting hole should be dug 3 or 4 times the container's width, and native soil can be amended with compost to create a more hospitable growing environment. However, unless the soil is extremely poor, in nearly all cases, amendments are unnecessary and the soil dug out of the planting hole should go back in the hole. Most perennials do not need a starter fertilizer, but you can use one if you choose by carefully following labeled directions. Once you get your perennial in the ground, place 3 to 4 inches of mulch around the base to help conserve soil moisture and prevent weed growth. The last and often most important step is to water the newly planted perennial. Watering after planting is important because it settles the soil and gets the roots in contact with the surrounding soil to get the plant off to a good start. Continue to water as needed to get the plant established through the first growing season. If you'd like to learn more about that and find a list of low-maintenance perennials or long-lived perennials, you can find this article on the ISU Extension homepage in the Yard and Garden section. If you are looking for more garden information, we have a couple things coming up you may want to consider. First of all, our Cass County Master Gardeners are hosting their annual bus trip again. The bus leaves from the fairgrounds on Wednesday morning, June 7th, and we are headed to Lincoln. We'll stop at the Sunken Gardens and the Hayman Rose Garden near the University of Lincoln campus. Before heading into the campus garden spaces and visiting the Backyard Farmer Garden, we'll have lunch on the UNL campus near the dairy store with ice cream available for purchase. If you'd like to register, you can find that registration form in our office or on our website. And the cost for that tour, including transportation and meal, is $65 for the day. Again, for more information, check out our website. Also coming up, we are excited to partner with Adair County Extension to host the Master Conservationist Program. Master Conservationist Program is a program that is rapidly expanding across the state to educate people about Iowa's natural ecosystems and the diversity of conservation challenges and opportunities that exist in our area. Graduates of the course will learn to make informed choices for leading and educating others to improve conservation in Iowa. As I mentioned, we will be partnering with Adair County Extension to host this program jointly, and the program will take place over the course of 6 months, meeting once a month on Tuesday evenings at outdoor parks and public areas within Adair and Cass County. It's a two-part program featuring approximately 12 hours of online curriculum that can be viewed at home at your own convenience, or you can set up a time to come into your local extension office and watch that. Those 12 hours of online curriculum are complemented by 6 face-to-face meetings in different natural landscapes around the area. The models include lessons and resources by ISU subject matter experts, and they will then translate those skills into the field by meeting with local professionals in the conservation and natural resources to learn about resources close to home here in Cass and Adair counties. Our first class is happening at the end of May, on Tuesday evening, May 30th at 6 p.m. Following that initial class, we will meet once a month on Tuesday evenings and be meeting again in locations around Adair and Cass County. There is a $50 cost to register for this class, and you can find more information, including a schedule and a registration form, on our website. Be sure and check that out and get signed up for our initial offering. We're excited to be hosting our first Master Conservationist program. Again, that kicks off on Tuesday, May 30th. All of those upcoming events and resources available on our Cass County Extension website. We also share those out through our social media channels. Encourage you to follow us there if you don't already. If you'd like to learn more, you can always give our office a call, 712-243-1132, or stop by 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. We'd be happy to hook you up with any of that registration information or print off any publications or resources that you need. Until next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.